From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is San Francisco visual artist Kurt Schwartzman. Hey, Kurt.
Hey, Janae. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so happy you're here. Kurt draws bright and colorful portraits of muni drivers, buses, and the streets of San Francisco. A line of his cards are available at the San Francisco Market Street Railway Museum Gift Shop. And right now, we're going to hear Kurt's suggestions for great muni line rides and things to do in San Francisco. First up is the boat tram on the Muni F line in San Francisco. The vehicle is part of Muni's annual summer vintage streetcar service, which is a time when the public can ride historic streetcars. The boat tram has no rooftop and looks like a boat. Okay, that makes sense. It sounds like a nice ride on a sunny day. And these types of trolleys were made during the 1930s in England, where they were used for coastal tours. Now, it runs between the Ferry Building and Fisherman's Wharf. Kurt, I'm not surprised you picked this. I actually saw it recently walking down the street and I thought of you. Have you ever been on it and what's it like?
Yes, I have been on it and it's incredible. It's like you can feel the wind over your face and you can smell the salty air because, you know, most trolleys have a roof over them.
Right.
So this one's open air. When you're looking up, you can see the beautiful architecture go by and you can look out and see the bay. It's a really good time.
Yeah, and I was thinking, like, that's the perfect time to do it in the summer because you know how safe it is.
Yeah, right.
But you know what, I think, I guess if you put a coat on, because when I saw it, it was kind of late in the evening.
Right.
But I guess, you know, if you bundle up, have some friends or family coming from out of town, yeah, bundle up and just sit out and look at it.
Even when it's foggy, you know, and a little bit drippy, it's like you're in San Francisco. So it's like, you know, you need to dress in layers anyways.
That is true. I always try and tell people when they come visit, please, I know it's summertime, but please.
Yeah.
But I want to dress a little bit like fall. But yeah, I can right. see riding on it in the evening too as well. And maybe looking up at the sky. So.
And the seats are wooden.
Oh,
and
okay.
So they're comfortable. Well, pretty comfortable for a trolley. But it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Okay, sounds like fun. I will definitely be riding that. That's the boat tram on the Muni F line in San Francisco. And it's currently running until October 13th. And it's free to ride. Your next pick is the San Francisco Railway Museum. The museum celebrates San Francisco's rail transit history, and it's known as the Museum in Motion. Hey, because visitors can ride a historic trolley. Inside the museum, they have artifacts and photos on display. There's also an audio tour that explains how these rail transits were brought to life. So that's all really cool, Kurt. So tell us what else you like about the Railway Museum.
Visually, the museum itself, it's small. It's one of the smaller museums in San Francisco, so you're not overwhelmed by a lot that's going on. The people that work there, they're very knowledgeable. They can help you understand how many trolleys are running each day, and they're colorful and fun.
Another great pick. That's the San Francisco Railway Museum, and it's also free. All right, so after riding the boat tram and going to the museum, it's time to eat. Kurt, your final pick is Wiz Burgers, also in San Francisco, but in the Mission District. The restaurant has been around since 1955, and it's an old-school drive-in. Now, while Wiz Burgers is known for their burgers, they also serve corn dogs along with vegan and vegetarian options. Okay, Kurt, when it's time for us to go eat, what are you ordering?
I'm going to go there. And first of all, I'm going to see if my friend Henny is working. She's worked there for a long time.
Hey, Henny.
She's a great lady. They make wonderful chocolate banana malts.
Oh.
And shakes. We like shakes.
Oh, that sounds so, so good.
The burgers are old school, with shredded lettuce and the cheese.
Mmm.
French fries are delicious. Everything is like, just, and you can get this for under $20.
Yeah, I read online that it's pretty reasonably priced. And I saw they have waffle fries too.
Yes.
Well.
Yes.
All right, so after walking around the museum or riding on the boat tram and, yeah, add some more calories to your day.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, treat yourself. That's Wiz Burgers in San Francisco's Mission District. I've been speaking with visual artist Kurt Schwartzman. Check out his work at the San Francisco Market Street Railway Museum's gift shop. And to learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org. And make some time for hope, joy, and more arts coverage by listening to my one-hour program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden. And you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m., right here on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rowlands. I'm Janae Darden.